This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The morning, the evening, the afternoons are all filled with discussion about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts for the week of June 27th, the 1st of July, are the focus. Here is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to, among other things, give us the list, the official list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that are associated with those stories that have been, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, on top of people's minds and conversationally on the top of the heap. How's that for, you like that for an introduction?
And the tips of their tongues.
Yes, the top of the heap and the tips of their tongues. There, that's right. Good alliteration. Teeth, yeah. Tongue, tongues, yeah, okay, say
lots
that.
Lots of T's.
So lots of T's. All right, then we're teasing. Well, we're teasing this T-E-A-S-E, yeah. The list, the story.
Talk about wordplay.
Wow. Yes. All right.
So here we are, halfway through the year.
Isn't it amazing? Going God.
July now looms ahead, and Independence Day weekend, and soda, pretzels, and beer. Do you remember that?
Roll out the crazy, crazy, crazy days of summer. Yep.
So wait,
who sang that? Do you remember who sang that song?
Nat King Cole.
That's it. Yep, that's right. Yep.
I still listen to it every day. It's my favorite song.
Good for you. All right, so Chris, that's a word. We're going to be on the air on July 4th on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So that would be one of the songs of many summer songs that we would introduce to people who want to get rallying around the barbecue or do whatever it is. Of course, everybody goes out and salutes the flag on the 4th of July, right?
Yep.
You've got that in there.
Well, it's part of the deal. It's part of the deal, you know, part of the whole thing. But one thing we don't have an abundance of fireworks. We have fireworks aplenty in terms of the news.
Right.
But there's a fireworks shortage that is China's fault. And they supposedly invented fireworks, and they can't even provide us with enough to get through our holiday.
Another thing that Americans should take back. We are when you go by, what's that south of the border, right? When you're driving down toward Florida along 95, you see all those signs for the guy with the Mexican hat on. And that's
lovely,
where you get your
lovely
fireworks.
Place. Lovely place.
Oh, yeah, fabulous, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they have restrooms.
Yeah. It's good. We have to stop and rest. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Number 10, big tech, social media, climate change, and Independence Day. We've got four of them at number 10. At number 9, immigration. At number 8, race relations. At number 7, COVID-19. At number 6, Russia-Ukraine war tied with NATO and foreign affairs. Crime and guns at number 5. Abortion rights at number 4. Number 3, the economy. Number 2, partisan politics and primaries. And number 1, the January 6th hearings. And I want to say the Supreme Court's fingerprints are all over the chart this week.
Everywhere.
Almost every story has some type of a... We were debating whether to make the Supreme Court rulings a topic of its own. But they were involved in every other topic, so we just let it be that way. But this was definitely, you know, the Supreme's biggest hits. At number 10...
And if it wasn't, then it's January 6th.
Yeah. The People Survey, we have Elon Musk at 10, Fauci at 9, Vladimir Putin at 8, number 7, Clarence Thomas... a candidate in the Illinois primary, Darren Bailey, at number 6. Ron DeSantis is at 5. At number 4, Liz Cheney and Mark Meadows are tied. Donald Trump is at 3. Cassidy Hutchison is at number 2. And Joe Biden is at number 1. It was a crazy, crazy, crazy week.
Have you ever heard of Cassidy Hutchison before this week?
I was one of her biggest fans. I'm the president of the Massachusetts Cassidy Hutchison fan. No, I never had heard of her before. Isn't it funny how things like that happen?
Yep. And now it's coming out as those people who are trying to discredit her give testimony as to whether she has, you can't believe her, look at what happened to her. Apparently somebody working with Mark Meadows threatened her when they found out she was going to testify, which came kind of late in the day before, because it was a big secret, right? A big surprise. We're going to have a special hearing for January 6th, so you'll hear the story behind the story from somebody who was actually there. So I thought she was pretty credible myself, but how do you judge? That's a great conversation to have, isn't it? How do you judge somebody's credibility? And then they say, well, we only have one person. We need another person to tell the same story to corroborate her story. So what's to keep somebody from making up the same story? If in fact, I can believe pretty much it's not beyond the realm of possibility to think that Trump threw plates against the wall or threw stuff across the room or heaved chairs at people. I can believe that, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, Hillary used to do that, according to reports.
Yes, she did.
She threw things at the president.
Right. When he was the president.
Yeah,
she could have been
for that.
Charged with a crime. She could have gone right to jail.
Yeah.
So, anyway, she was warned a couple of times, apparently, before her deposition. So, what's the threat? What do you do? What do you say to somebody? You'll never get a job again in this city? Whereas, look out, somebody's going to find you, bring you down a dark alley some night. Is it that bad? Or the Trump? I mean, the things she said about Trump were pretty startling, I thought, didn't you?
Well, I guess so. I mean, there's nothing that really surprised me. Were you surprised?
No, not at all. It's
startling in a general sense, but
yeah.
None of this is really startling. I mean, it takes a lot to startle anybody anymore.
That's
one of the problems. So we're becoming numb to startlation. Is there a word such as startlation?
I love that. It was startlation. Right. I know.
It's crazy. We the state of American politics is just so downright ugly. It's just a shame.
How does it get? Oh, can we dig ourselves out? Number two this week on the story list, as you heard Michael say, is the situation with the political realities. Primaries are continuing on, and is it a Trump person or not a Trump person? Can I vote for him because Trump supports him? How ridiculous is that? Really and truly,
it's not accurate. Polstering, people are keeping track of how well his endorsed candidates are, but something like 42 of his endorsed candidates aren't running against anybody or are incumbents that are very popular. It just doesn't mean anything, but we're so hung up on something to talk about and some type of polls. But there's no question that the combination of the primaries and the January 6 hearings, according to our research of conservative talk show hosts, they're definitely creating a crack in the solidity and the hold that Trump has had as the clear-cut GOP kingmaker and standard-bearer for 2024. And I'm sure Ron DeSantis is celebrating each and every word that came out of Hutchinson's mouth.
This has nothing to do with anything, and maybe people say, you sexist. I thought she's quite attractive. And maybe that's why I paid more attention to what she said. Isn't that interesting how that works?
Very interesting, Doug.
Yeah, I used to say that about Sarah Palin, too, and look what that got me.
Open your mouth real wide.
Thank you. Stick my foot right in it. Yes, of course. Speaking of DeSantis, apparently I was talking to a couple of talk hosts from Florida who are suggesting that DeSantis is becoming more of a powerhouse, even though he still trails Trump a little bit, but the polls are suggesting that he's moving up the ladder. So what do you think about that? He's number five on the people list this week.
Yeah, well, I said that before, that Ron DeSantis is emerging as a viable alternative to Donald Trump within the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have a real good handle on what's going on because we talk to the talk show hosts.
Yep.
And conservative talk show hosts have enormous power when it comes to what goes on in the Republican Party, particularly during the primaries. And remember, there's going to be primaries and there's going to be a whole election campaign before 2024. Right now we're dealing with the midterms. When we get to 2023 and 2024, talk show hosts are going to have a lot to say. And the conservative talk show hosts that we talk to, and it's just about all of them, are indicating both publicly and privately that they see this latest chapter of events as freeing them to be able to have internal debates about the future of the Republican Party and Trump and the American conservative movement.
Which
I think, is very healthy, don't you?
Yeah, of course it is. It's time. And speaking of time, 16 past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. I'm going to talk for a moment, if I may, about a company called Term Provider. Term Provider is the easy way to buy life insurance these days. You can protect your family, you get peace of mind. So let's say you're sick. You got high blood pressure, you got diabetes. Doesn't make any difference. These people are not worried about that. A Term Provider, they will shop for you. They'll go to all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do it. And you get the best possible rates no matter what it is that's going on in your body and in your life. So take it from me. Call Term Provider. Their number is 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. Term Provider. Help lots of people just like you get term insurance. No matter if you have diabetes, you're porky, you're whatever it is that's a problem in your life health-wise, still call them. 800-333-1750 is the number in there. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life coverage, less than $200 a month. Term Provider, that's the way to go. Get affordable life insurance by calling 800-333-1750. So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to TopLoss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at TopLoss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 10, get 10. It's at TopLoss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOP. Top Loss. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that. We can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to TopLoss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's the continuation of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. There he is, the big voice announcer. Crank it up.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yeah.
You tripped over each other. What's going on?
That was bad.
How did that happen?
That's very unprofessional of me to
get rid of that guy. It's his fault, not yours.
Always. Okay, I'll remember that. All right. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen. So we were talking off the air about libertarianism. Libertarian, yeah, I think there's an E in there somewhere. Being a libertarian, because I kind of am and have been since I thought the Republicans were useless, and that started, let's see, the last Republican I voted for enthusiastically was George Bush, the old man. And I didn't vote for him the second time because he didn't tell the truth about taxes. I'm sure there were probably other things he didn't tell the truth about, but I didn't pay any attention to that because for me, taxes are kind of the number one issue. So anyway, I've voted for lots of libertarians, and you remember some of them, and I remember some of them, and they never seem to get quite because they don't get the traction because they don't get any airtime, they don't get any attention. Many of them are quite well-spoken. I'm trying to remember the fella's name that I voted for when in 2000, or what was 1990, well, 2000, when George Bush was running, Harry Brown just came to me. You remember Harry Brown?
Yeah,
he came to our conventions.
Harry Brown was a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very plugged in. Another guy was Andre Moreau. I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah, wasn't Gary Nolan, who's doing a talk show again now, he was a talk show host, he ran. Remember him?
I don't know if he ran for president. I don't know if he was I think he might have been vice president.
Was he?
Gary's still out there on the radio.
He is.
A libertarian.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, libertarianism is an interesting strain of American political thought, and sometimes it feels very appropriate, and sometimes it feels very unrealistic. It's based on the premise that people are basically good and intelligent.
So, that's me. I believe in the best in people. Okay, so Howard Stern, we might as well drop this one into the conversation. Howard Stern, as a libertarian, says, I want to run for president to make the country fair again. He and Robin Quivers on their program, which is aired every day on the SM satellite, SM, XM, and whatever it is, Sirius XM, that's what it is. They have shows there. They have a channel devoted to Howard. He has a huge following. Millions and millions of Americans know him. And remember when he was a serious candidate for the governor of New York? And the polls showed he would have won if he'd have kept going.
I didn't remember that. I remember he ran. I didn't know he was a serious candidate or the person he would have won. That's
Well, he didn't want to. I remember him saying he didn't want to have people see his tax returns, so that's why he decided not to run.
See, even though have learned from President
Trump. Yeah, you don't have to. Know. Right, exactly. Yeah, right. Now maybe that's what he's thinking now, because Trump never let anybody see his tax returns. So Howard, you don't have to.
Trump was a great trailblazer and an inspiration to those who want to bend the rules.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there are so many characters. This would make the race interesting. Cuomo was on Howard Stern's program, the former governor. Which one gets right too? All right. The father or the son? I believe it was the current former governor said, if
the
I
current,
wasn't governor.
The current former governor.
The current former governor. Right. That's how that works.
I'm sorry. I'm just.
No, it's good. Right.
The words.
He said to Howard Stern, I think it was this past week, if I hadn't been governor of New York, he's talking about Trump, I would have decked him. So, there you go. It's politics at its finest, folks. And you hear it all here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The stock market suffers its worst first half of the year since 1970, and some investors warn a recession is on the horizon. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile says there needs to be a dramatic change on American energy policy.
We're going to need an all-of-the-above energy approach here in the United States of America. That includes solar. It's going to include nuclear as well. But the one thing that we can do to turn the spigot on quickly is domestic production of oil and natural gas.
Buying all the foods for a 4th of July cookout will cost about 17% more this year. That's according to the annual survey done by the Farm Bureau. They add it's all caused by high gas prices and inflation, which is driving up the cost of just about everything. USA Radio News. A new health care law has taken effect.
Americans now have a better picture of what insurers and employers pay for health care thanks to a new federal rule that started Friday. It's a part of a President Trump-era medical price transparency law. The problem thus far is deciphering the massive amount of data. Nate Maslick, CEO of Ribbon Healthcare on Slice of Healthcare podcast, explains why there is so much data.
We built an API and launched it. And we started working on that product, and the more time we spent in the market, the more we realized that this is a massive problem. And it wasn't just a handful of care navigation platforms that were struggling with it. It's health insurance companies, it's hospitals and provider groups, it's digital health tools, it's patients. Anytime anybody gets sick, anytime that anybody needs to make a care decision, you need information on the source of care delivery.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden and the First Lady are spending the Independence Day weekend at Camp David. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Coast to coast, border to border. See the shining sea, and actually all over the world, you can hear the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week. I feel like Casey Kasem on great radio stations, and I just my list of radio stations just fell on the floor. So great radio stations, I'll end it at that. And also on you can hear it at Doug Steffen. You can go to the Good Day download or the Good Day website, gooddayshow.com, or Doug Steffen Networks, or talkers.com for the list, the stories, if you will, and the people every week. So I'm going to tie two of the stories together here, Michael, for your comment. Number 5 is a focus on guns. Number 8 is a focus on race relations. And I'm going to point you in the direction of Savannah, Georgia, where this week religious leaders in the city called on the police chief to resign and called in the feds because of a local officer-involved shooting. Actually, there were a couple of them, and the story of a white policeman shooting a black man once again surfaces. And here we go again with this thing. Apparently, the fellow who was shot, a fellow named Saudi Aria Lee of Savannah, lived in some neighborhood where there's a lot of violence, et cetera, et cetera. So the bottom line here is, I can tell the story, but the continuing focus on guns and police and black people, this is something that no matter what else is going on, it seems to be a continuum. Like January 6th will come and go. The discussion of what the Supreme Court has done, you know, it'll be around for a while, but it'll come and go. And I don't think there's anything that's been more consistent in the years that we've been doing this program, you and I, as to the discussion. At some point in time, it always comes back to the surface. Guns, 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 and race relations. So are we growing as a society? When you look at these things, I think you could easily conclude, no, not in this area. What do you think?
Well, at least we're talking about it. At least we're talking about our problems. And, yeah. You know, the First Amendment hopefully is alive and well. And talk radio is a great forum for that. But race relations have been an issue in America since its founding. It's an issue since we started the country.
Why?
Before the Civil War.
Yeah, but why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's, I guess, human nature, and we wrestle with our human nature, our DNA.
We wrestle with these things that are deeply within our character and our nature as human beings. This is not just America. Race relations and ethnicity and genocide and war and prejudice don't only exist in America. It's just that we're here and we're a nation dedicated to becoming a more perfect union.
And we are.
On the way toward becoming a more perfect union, we have to deal with a hell of a lot of imperfections. If we're in a place that didn't give a damn about being a more perfect union, we wouldn't be talking about it. But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I love all these other countries around the world that point the finger at America. Oh, you've got, you know, human rights.
You've got your troubles.
You've got race relations problems. Like, they don't.
Yeah. How dare you talk to us about our problems when you have so many problems at home? Yeah. You hear that all the time.
Yeah, so it's hypocrisy. It's BS.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But as far as guns, we are a violent country. We are. We love violence. We're like a warmonging country. Whether we do it for right or wrong is not the issue. We are a militaristic country. Look at every public monument, it celebrates war and victories. Look at every parade on every holiday. It's
4th of July, saluting the people in World War II.
Militarism is in our blood. And I'm not saying that as a pejorative. I'm not knocking it. I'm just observing it. Because militarism is important. Because if you don't have it, you're going to be eaten by your enemies. You know, it's a junk.
So why are we eating? Why are we allowing? This is number six this week, the war. Why are we allowing this war to continue? If, in fact, that's true, unless the military-industrial complex is more important than anything else.
Why are we allowing it to continue?
Yeah, why haven't we shot Putin? Why haven't we sent the Delta Force or the SEALs to Moscow to shoot Putin? They could get in and out. Nobody knows them.
Well, maybe you should be president.
Use some Russian ammunition so it would look like Russian soldiers shot him. They could do that. They could find that stuff.
You mean a false flag?
Whatever. Just kill the guy and get him out of the way so we don't have all this. This week he's kind of gone back on the public circuit, kind of smug, talking about his accomplishments in Ukraine and how we're not going to let anybody push us around. Huh?
Well, he's been wearing them down. He has been. He's winning the war. I mean, we want to talk about him.
The PR war. Yeah.
No, he's winning the war. They control about 20% of Ukraine. You think that Russia's going to lose the war? You think Ukraine is going to win the war?
No, I don't think anybody's going to win it. I think everybody's going to lose it.
Nobody wins any war. But the fact of the matter is it's complicated. And do you think that if we went and shot Putin that would end the problem?
No, but it would end the war. It wouldn't end the problem, but it would end the war.
Don't be so sure of that. It could, and no one would know it was the United States that did it. And the remaining Politburo and the people that run Russia would just say, "Okay, we got rid of the guy. Now let's become Italy." I mean, what are you kidding me, Doug? It's not
Michael.
Easily solved.
What are you kidding me, Doug?
Well, you're on the radio saying we should send a SEAL team and kill a guy.
Correct. I mean, that's what I said. We did that in case the remembrance of Osama bin Laden comes to mind and how this exact scenario I just painted was produced. They swooped in, killed him, got him, and dumped him over the Pacific Ocean. That was, as far as I'm concerned, that's what ought to happen to Putin. Same thing.
Right. I'm not saying you don't have the right to say that.
I know.
I don't know that would be as easy a remedy. I don't know if killing Osama bin Laden was a remedy to anything.
Well, it made people feel good. That's all.
Most of everything happening politically is designed to make people feel good. Do you think that Joe Biden's tax holiday for 3 months on gas is going to have any impact on inflation whatsoever?
Nah. Not
it comes
whatsoever.
Out to about $25 a family.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that all of those stipends, that money that they passed around that added up to trillions back when the pandemic hit, had any impact on the economy? It just made people feel, oh, look at this, I got a check for $1,200.
Here we go.
You think $1,200 makes a damn bit of difference in somebody's life in terms of the big picture of their
But
their
you
wealth?
See, people are thinking only of themselves in a small, narrow way. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, announced this past week the very same thing. We're going to give everybody $1,200. $100 to help you pay for groceries and for gasoline. Comes
it's
out of the state treasury.
It's cosmetic posturing.
It's right. I'm running for re-election. Vote for me, and here's your check. Yeah.
Right.
Right. That reminds me. Remember when Trump sent during the pandemic, a whole big controversy because a lot of the checks that went out went out under the guise of Trump sending you money,
well,
and there was a letter
he signed them. Right. But I think Trump's shining moment, and it's indicative of this, is when he went to Puerto Rico after that place suffered a devastation, and he was throwing out paper towels to people like they were mm-hmm. seals getting fish.
Yeah. Right. Amazing. All right. We continue. Michael Harrison is here from Talk. We'll find out who the MH interview is, among other things. It's a good one. This is the one coming up that we'll talk about. I want to give a little more time to your conversation with Bo Snerdly in a matter of moments here. 43 after the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. We're talking about July 4th because it is the July 4th weekend. A lot of barbecuing, a lot of eating, a lot of eating some more. And then let's have some more, because it isn't just on the 4th. There are cookouts on Saturday, cookouts on Sunday, cookouts on Monday, and you're going to stuff your face. I know you are. So you'll put on a couple of pounds, and you'll look in the mirror on Tuesday and say, uh-oh, what do I do now? So I'm going to send you to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for not only healthy weight loss, but for keeping the weight off. Once you lose the weight, biggest problem everybody has is losing it and then keeping it off. So don't let your weight become a problem. Go to toploss.com. Look at all the testimonials that are there. Try the product. It's no risk because it doesn't work. Check it all out. Go to toploss.com. There is a fabulous, this is sort of in honor of the 4th of July and summertime. You can get 30. You'll get an equal number of free months. Each jar, each bottle, is good for a one-month treatment, if you will. And you can get as many as you want and get the duplicate. So maybe you get somebody else in your family you want to help, do it now. And use the discount code Doug for free shipping as well. That's at toploss.com. Success with weight loss and keeping it off. Toploss.com for Calitrin.
The Top Radio Countdown.
On the people list, the people side of the ledger, we also have a top 10 list for that. The lists appear at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, and also at gooddayshow.com. At number 10 on the people list, Elon Musk. Number 9, Tony Fauci. Back to vaccines and stuff for COVID. Number 8 is Bad Bad Vlad. Number 7, Clarence Thomas. Number 6, Darren Bailey. Ron DeSantis is number 5. Liz Cheney is number 4. Donald Trump is 3. What do you think Donald Trump has had to say about Liz Cheney this week? And number 2, what do you think he's had to say about Cassidy Hutchison, who has come from nowhere to be in the spotlight, and she probably will be for a week or so. So she's 2, and Joe Biden is number 1 with his trip overseas this week and the involvement in some of the primaries, although you never see anybody say Joe Biden supported me to run, but you see that with Trump. That's the story. That's the list.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to toploss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at toploss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four. Buy 10, get 10. It's at toploss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that. We can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The Top Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories from the charts created by Talkers Magazine, talking to and listening to and involving themselves with a lot of the great talk programmers and the hosts and stations around the country. So we have the top 10. Number 10 is a focus on social media and how important it is to the discussion of the other nine items. Number 9 is immigration. Number 8, the race relation business that we've had in the countdown for a long time. COVID is 7. The war is 6. Guns, 5. Roe v. Wade, abortion rights, etc., 4. The economy is 3. The primaries being held from now till September is number 2. And the hearings, the number 1 item. You're probably surprised at that, but I think that is, when you consider who's the hosts, they're going to be all over that January 6th stuff. So that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, 46 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison does an interview every week. You can find it at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. It's a podcast. This week, he has the famous, I don't think he's infamous, I think he's just famous for his connection. I've heard he's a good guy. I don't know him, never met him, but what's the scoop? Where'd you get out of him?
Well, first of all, let's tell who he is. It's Bill Sturgley, a.k.a. James Golden. For 30 years, he served as the producer of the Rush Limbaugh show, and now he does a show every day on WABC in New York of his own, and he has a history that goes all the way back to the Music Top 40 days. He's like a radio renaissance man.
Yeah, he's a radio guy.
African-American, conservative, his own conservative take, though, and it's a fascinating conversation, a deep dive into the Rush Limbaugh show and his life and what he's doing now, and it's one of the best interviews we've done on the Michael Harrison interview, MHinterview.com, folks.
So give us one tidbit that we didn't know about Limbaugh from that. Can you give us one little tidbit of about Limbaugh's personality? Obviously, because Limbaugh was in charge, he must have gotten along with him famously, because he wouldn't have lasted 5 seconds if Limbaugh didn't like him and enjoy. I mean, he was a huge help to Limbaugh in reality in many ways.
Yeah, but I can't assume what people know or don't know about Limbaugh, but what I found very interesting was that Limbaugh was extremely brave and matter of fact when he told his staff that he basically had terminal cancer. And they all freaked out. But he was cool, calm, collected about it, very, very factual. And he loved radio so much that right to the very end, even though he was clearly dying on his last legs, he still came to the studio and did the show to his last breath.
Yep. Yeah. He was, wasn't he on a week or two before he died?
Yeah.
And I remember the day, I wonder what he thought of the day his wife came into the studio when he died that morning. The show starts at noontime, and his wife showed up and said, "My husband's dead."
Yeah.
No, that's got to have been. Like I even got chills.
Real life trauma. But
yeah.
Golden is an interesting character because he crosses over many, many expected boundaries.
Taboos.
And as a result, I think that he, in his own right, is a great radio presence, and I'm glad we had a chance to talk.
Well, and he's got himself on the station. WABC has come back a long ways under the new ownership. It's a New York City station, and it sounds like the characters that are on there are all real New Yorkers. And it's, you know, it's worked for this guy that Casimatidis, who bought the station. It's worked. Very good. It's an interesting example of how it works. Michael Harrison, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison and a focus on Donald Trump. You want to do that? Let's talk about Trump. It's so unusual for us to spend time talking about Trump. Apparently, this is something that when we look at the list, Donald Trump's number three this week on the people list, Michael. He is no longer, however, in contempt of court for failing to comply with the subpoena from the New York Attorney General. And one where this was, he's been in court more than probably any other American. He's got lawyers galore, spends thousands, if not millions of dollars a year on lawyers to fight back all the charges against him. And then he always blames it's the other guy's fault. I find that when I'm in the context or in the mirror of the Cassidy Hutchinson, the testimony this week, trying to imagine what goes on and why Melania, does Melania get in the way of some of these things that are going on? His children, we saw this week too, basically checked out January 6th from that point to this. I don't know, it hasn't been, although they're living fairly close together, I guess, but what's the scoop? What do you know about the relationship Trump has with his children now, given what has been publicly said about what they said to him on January 6th?
Well, I can only speculate, but I'd imagine he's never had a great relationship with his children. I don't think anybody around Donald Trump really feels comfortable with him. And obviously, you use the word, they checked out. Mm-hmm. They're all running for the exit doors. In terms of his behavior,
after the election.
So why doesn't somebody take that seriously? And I mean this seriously. Intelligent, I know a lot of people who are very good friends of mine, very close friends, who think the sun rises and sets on Trump. And I ask the question. I had dinner with some folks this past week, and it became the subject matter because I knew what their politics were. And they're from Florida, and they love Trump. And so I said, why? And they really didn't give me a substantive answer. So it's like Trumpism is a religion. It's kind of like Protestantism or Catholic or Jewish or whatever. And it reminds me of the same fanaticism that's, by the way, attached to the greenhouse gas debate and climate change and that kind of stuff. Why is it that people get into these maniacal, the focus on one thing, and it's the end of the world if you don't agree with them?
One issue people are very difficult to deal with in politics.
They really are.
Yeah. People who are focused on one issue, even if it's an issue that you agree with, they can be very one-dimensional and very fanatical. But in terms of why people like Trump, it has to do with what they get out of it. It has to, most of the common thread, common thread that you hear among people who are still devoted to Trump is, oh, I don't care for his personality, but I like his policy. Mm-hmm. And
I've said that a million times. Yeah. But I wouldn't vote for him. But I do like many of his, I didn't like some of his appointees. He didn't really put a lot of thought into appointments because the things he wasn't interested in or didn't care about, he just cast it to the wind and let other people make decisions for him, like Sonny Perdue being the Secretary of Agriculture. Disaster for farmers, agriculture in general, public supply of food. His tenure for 4 years was a disaster for American farmers. So, and I think there are probably a few other folks that were cabinet members. Matter of fact, I think there was a poll done, now that I'm remembering. Remember when January 6th occurred, there was a move among the cabinet to get him out? They met that day, and Sonny Perdue said, no, we can't do this. He was Secretary of Agriculture, but most of the cabinet members were ready to, what is that, the 29th Amendment? Get rid of the President Amendment? It's not what it's called, but that's what it does. Get him out of there. He's crazy. He's dangerous.
That would have taken such a long process. It wouldn't have worked. But
right.
But it comes down to what you're basically bringing up is the issue of character versus policy.
Mm-hmm.
I often say, seeking victory at the expense of truth.
Yep.
And how important is a president's character versus what a president does for you?
Well, look at Richard Nixon. People throw him up. His character was awful, but he did some good things as well. Mm-hmm. And actually did a lot of good things. But he was a reprehensible. He wasn't, not in the same way that Trump is reprehensible, but he was still a reprehensible human being, it would seem.
How is Nixon different in his reprehensibility to Trump?
Yeah, there's a good question. We'll leave you with that, folks. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.